Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. I hope you're having a great week. Well, the hard part about doing a podcast is that I am doing this intro right now. I have no idea what the market is doing by the time you're listening to this. And so I'm recording this intro coming off of a week where we had one of the hardest weeks in the market, really the hardest since 2008. So significant losses in the market. So you might be listening to this now and the market is doing great. But the key is, how do we respond when the market is dropping? And so this podcast segment is going to focus on, if you are close to retirement, within 5 years of retirement, or you're in retirement, how do you respond? And so some of our younger listeners are tuning out now saying, well, that's not me. Wait a minute. Hold on. There's two reasons why you might be interested in this if you're a younger person. First of all, it's really important to know how investing changes the older you get. So it gives you a little picture of how will this change as I get older. And second, you have parents and grandparents that might be really wrestling with this. And so it helps you to have some perspective on that. So hopefully, regardless of where you're at, this will be a helpful podcast. Our financial nugget of the day is related to this. So a lot of people have been talking about how this was a correction in the market. How do we define a correction in the market? What is the basis for saying it's a correction? How do we define a correction in the market? Well, a correction is defined as any time that we see at least a 10% drop from the most recent high that we experienced. Okay, at least a 10% drop. And so this was a market correction. Now, the S&P, just to put this in perspective, has had four corrections now, including this one, since the bull market began back in 2009. A bull market meaning the market has been solid, it's been up. We've had four corrections, meaning at least a 10% drop in the midst of that bull market. So just because the market has dropped does not mean we're no longer in a bull market, quote unquote. It just means we're experiencing a correction. This just happens to be the worst correction we've had since 2008. All right, so that's what we're experiencing. There's your financial nugget. And by the way, that means nothing. It's totally arbitrary. Whoever came up with that definition of a 10% drop, it has no actual significance other than just knowing it's dropped at least 10%. So I hope you enjoy the show. If you have any questions as you listen to it, please jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com, because you can ask anything about your situation there. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, and enjoy the show. So let's start for a minute with those of us who are in retirement or very close to it. Okay, you know retirement is in the very near future for you, or you're already in retirement. I want to share with you, usually we have a lightning round. We may still have some time for that. We'll see where it goes at the end of the show. But I want to share with you some of the correspondence that I got over the last 2 weeks from folks that were either in retirement or close to it, and come from that angle. Instead of just giving you facts and figures, what has the experience been for folks that are close to that? And think about for a minute your experience over the last week and a half, because I've said this before, but the number one key to investing well is understanding how you feel about risk, regardless of your age, is understanding how you feel about risk, because risk tolerance, quote unquote, something you hear investment folks talk a lot about, is sometimes overblown. Here's why. Sometimes as investors, in order to cover our backsides, when we meet with clients, right, investment professionals, we spend a lot of time talking about how you feel about risk. And sometimes the reason we do that is just so we have a document trail saying, hey, we know the market dropped, but they said they wanted it. They were okay with risk, okay? The real reason this is important, though, for you and your success as an investor is because how you feel about risk determines one very crucial thing. Are you going to pull out when the market drops? Okay, is the market going to start falling and you're going to dive out of this? And I'll be honest, that is always, always the first response of the crowd. It might not be your first response, but that's the first response of the crowd. For instance, in the first week in February, so right as the market has been dropping over the last few days, a record $30 billion was pulled out of equity markets. $30 billion. Investors went in and pulled their money out of equities as it dropped. Now, let me ask you, is it ever wise to sell something you have as it's losing value, right? Would you ever do that in any other context? If your home was dropping in value and you didn't need to move, you weren't in a place where you're forced to move, would you go, oh my gosh, my home is losing value, I need to go sell it today? No, you want to wait till it has value, right? Unless you're forced to for some reason. And yet always the crowd jumps out, $30 billion pulled out just over the last week and a half of the markets, because when we see the value dropping, we go, oh my word, I'm going to lose everything, and I get out. But that can damage our portfolio in major ways. So understanding your risk, why is that important? Because it helps you understand, how much risk can I take? How far can I go down that road of a drop in the market before I lose it and say, I got to get out of here? That is not easy. But if you're close to retirement, this is key. Because if we sell, if we go to cash as the market is dropping dramatically, it may be something we can't recover from as we enter retirement. All right. So I got a letter, and I want to read this to you because I think this is more powerful than just analyzing what's going on. I got a letter 2 weeks ago. So right before all this happened, from an investor. He listens to the show. His name is David. David wrote this. He said, I'm 76 years old. I have a Vanguard portfolio of $950,000. How do I know when a correction is coming? And what should I be invested in to avoid big losses? Excuse me. Now, this is critical because, listen, it'd be easy for me now, after the market has dropped, to give you all this great hindsight is 2020 wisdom and expertise. We see that a lot on financial shows, don't we? You turn on the news, turn on Fox News, CNN, whatever, MSNBC, and all these financial analysts get up and act as though there's this, well, now let me explain what's going on in the market. And you kind of wonder, as you're watching them spout off about this, where were you 2 weeks ago? Where were you 2 weeks ago saying, hey, this is coming, watch out? Now you seem like you know exactly what's going on. You can give me all this great analysis of why the market has dropped. Where were you 2 weeks ago saying that? That would have been helpful then, right? So I thought it'd be helpful for you to hear, how did I respond to David 2 weeks ago before the market dropped, when he wrote in and said, how do I know when a correction is coming? What should I be invested in to avoid big losses? Because the key is, I'll give you a hint already. The key is, you've got to have a plan already in place, regardless of whether the market is currently up or down. If you want to beat the correction right now, if you want to stay solid in it, you've got, now is the time to build a plan that says, regardless of what the market does, I know exactly what I'm going to do. So listen to how I responded to David before all this, okay? I wrote to him, David, we're currently sitting on the top of the second longest running bull market in history. We know a correction will come, but no one has any clue if that will be in 6 months or 2 years. Because you are in retirement, I strongly advise you to take on the mindset, here's the key, that the correction could come tomorrow. Not because it will, but because your primary goal at this point is maintaining what you have and beating inflation, not seeing significant growth. Participating in a big loss, if the market corrects, is far worse than anything you could stand to gain by having a lot in stocks. A good rule of thumb in your 70s is not to have more than 50% of your portfolio invested in equity-driven mutual funds. Okay, here's the key. I'm not reading this to go, look at me, I'm so wise, I knew this was coming. I had no idea, no clue the market was going to drop this week. No clue, right? No more idea than you did. But I have a plan already in place. I already know I'm going to invest, if I'm close to retirement, as if the market will drop tomorrow. And that's what I said to David 2 weeks ago. I don't know if it's going to be tomorrow or in 6 months or in 6 years when we hit a correction, and it ended up being less than a week later, right? I have no idea when that's coming, but in the midst of all the excitement, in the midst of all the, you know, the overwhelming excitement about the economy and about taxes changing and companies having more earnings and things going so well, I still have to invest as if the market's going to drop tomorrow. Because if I have that mindset, I know exactly how much risk I can handle, how much I'm willing to take, then regardless of what happens, I'm going to be okay. Right? I'm already planning. I'm not surprised then when the market drops. And if you're sitting right now and the last week has been a surprise for you and you find yourself panicking, the only answer is to say, from here on out, I can't do anything about 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago or 2 years ago. But what I can do is say, from here on out, I'm going to choose an amount of risk that I can stick with, that I know even if the market has another drop the next day, I'm going to be okay. Because if I can stick with it, that's how I have long-term success. I'm going to give you one other story of a person that wrote in during the crash and show you what that looks like practically. But if you're just joining us, this is Chris Burns. You're listening to More Than Money, and we're trying to just walk through, what does it look like to respond to the market having this kind of a drop if you're in retirement or very close to it? And then next up, we're going to discuss, coming soon, You know, what do you do if you're not close to retirement? How does that change the story? And it's a little bit different. Similar, but a little bit different. Then we'll talk about the budget too. But if you have any questions as you listen to this, jump on our website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. We'll get back to you. Again, mylifeismore.com. We want to make sure we're talking about your specific situation as much as we can. All right. So I had one other person write in during the crash, and this to me was very poignant because during the correction, as the market was dropping. All right. So Alan wrote in. And he wrote to me first on last Monday. So if you remember how this worked, Thursday and Friday, so not last Thursday, Friday, but the week before that, the market began to drop. And then Monday, a week ago, is when it really dropped over 1,000 points, a significant drop. And then we saw it kind of stabilize for a day or two, and then Thursday, another massive drop, another 1,000-point drop. So on Monday, Alan writes me, and he just writes, I've known him a little bit. He's listening to the show. He's written in before. He wrote a one-line email. He said, I'm losing money, ... What do I do? I'm losing money. What do I do? And let's just pause for a second. Does that capture you at all? Is that how you felt midweek where you watched and went, holy cow, I'm losing real money here. How do I respond? And I gave him a simple response. I said, listen, the worst thing you can do at this point is panic and sell all your stocks as they're dropping. You've heard me say this before. All right, now Thursday, the market drops again by over 1,000 points. I get another email from Alan, this time, another one-liner, what now? And that I thought that was poignant because what he's saying is, okay, it drops a little bit, what do I do? And I say, well, you stay the course at this point. All right, you can't sell everything. You can't go to cash because then you have a massive loss at that point. Because, can I pause on this for a second? You haven't lost any money until you sell, right? You have the same amount of stocks. You have the same amount of mutual fund shares, right? None of that has changed as the value drops. The only time you actually lose money is when you sell. So this rush to get out and sell and go, oh my word, I gotta protect what I have. What you're actually doing is locking in losses now. Because most likely these shares, these stocks, these mutual funds are going to come back and you wouldn't have actually lost anything. The only time you lose is when you sell them. Right? So when he says, what now? It's because now the market has doubled that drop. And he's going, should I change that strategy? That strategy you mentioned a few days ago, when you said, stick with it, don't sell. Has that changed now that it's getting worse? And my response is no, it hasn't changed because there's no faster way to kill your portfolio than selling it as it loses value. But I understand the emotion there, which is what if? Because what's plaguing your mind now is what if this keeps going? What if it goes from being a 5% drop Monday, a 10% drop Thursday? What if next week it doesn't correct? What if next week it doesn't stabilize and we see a 15, a 20% drop? Should I have gotten out early? And the problem is that now we're running on that treadmill, that never-ending treadmill of saying, how do I time the market? And that never, ever, ever works. It never works. Because friends, how many of you 2 weeks ago thought, you know what, that correction is going to come next week? The reason American investors and investors across the world get such bad returns over time is because we always are stuck in this mindset of, can I time it right? When should I buy? You know what, we had record inflows, record new money went into the market in January, right? Did you know that? You know why? Because the market's been up so much. And people that have been on the sidelines going, should I get in? I don't know. Is now the time to jump in? Finally felt confident. And do you feel bad? Listen, how bad is it for these people that waited and waited and waited through all these great years in the market, finally jumped in January, record new amounts of money going into equity markets, only to have a correction in February. And what do we just see in the first week of February? Record money coming back out. That is a hamster wheel. A treadmill. You can never win. You can't win buying when things are really expensive, jumping in when the market's at the very top, and then jumping out 3 weeks later when it drops. That's the worst possible scenario. So what do you do? Let's get super down to earth here. What you do right now is, before anything else, you figure out how much risk. Now, if you're close to retirement or in retirement, how much risk can my retirement handle? This is the biggest difference, to show my hand a little bit, between when you're 30 years old and 65 years old, is that when you're 65, it's not just a question of how much risk can you handle. Further, it's a question of how much risk can your retirement handle. And when you're younger, and we'll talk about this in a second, it's more about how much risk can you handle, okay? But when you're close to retirement, you've got to figure out how much risk can my portfolio handle as I walk into retirement. In other words, how much of a loss can I take without it wrecking my future, okay, without it wrecking my plans and my dreams? And if you don't know the answer to that question, you've got to walk through a process to find that out. You have to do this because you can't keep walking through the market just making decisions based on your gut. Do I think the market's going to go up? Maybe now's a good time to buy. Everybody else is buying now. I'll buy in. Oh my gosh, everybody's running away. The market's dropping. I'm going to get out. How stressful is that? That's not a way you want to live your life. So walk through a process to understand what amount of risk can I take scientifically, not just how do I feel about it? Because then you would walk into this week and go, you know what? The market's dropping, but I'm okay because I already was prepared for that. I didn't know it was going to happen this week, but it's okay. I'm already ready for it. How do you do that? I'll tell you what we do with our clients. We sit down and we analyze their total financial picture. How much fixed income is coming in from Social Security or pensions? How much are they relying on pulling money out of their portfolio? We put in every fund they're in, every stock they're in, into an analysis where we can come back and say, this is the exact amount of risk you are taking. This is the kind of loss you would experience if the markets fall. We look 30, 40 years historically at the kind of risk, the kind of actual response those stocks, those positions have had in the market so that you can know, this is my risk. And not only that, based on the whole situation I have, based on how much I spend every month and the different responsibilities I have and what I want to leave to my kids or my grandkids, this is how much risk I can take. And now that you know that, you adjust your portfolio according to that, not based on how you feel, not based on your gut. And it is so rewarding to walk into a correction, which we know is going to come, knowing in your mind, right? To walk into last week, knowing in your mind, hey, it's okay because I've already limited my exposure. I'm only taking as much risk as my retirement plans, as my portfolio can handle, based on where I'm at. If you've never done that before doing anything else right now, you need to do that. You need to walk through that process. You can do that with us by going to my website. It's mylifeismore.com and signing up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns. We will dig into your specific situation. We'll analyze the big picture. We'll help you know how much risk can you take right now. And if you've never gone through that process, this should be a wake-up call to say this is the time to do it. Again, it's mylifeismore.com, or you can call a member of my team. The number is 855-224-3526. I know it's early, but we have a great team standing by, and they can help you set up that free consultation. Again, 855-224-3526, or mylifeismore.com. Now, once you know the amount of risk you can take, okay, once you've gone through a process to say, this is what I can handle, then adjust your portfolio, and adjust it now. Now, some people would fight back on this and say, look, you shouldn't sell anything right now. You just told me don't sell because it's losing value. I don't want you to pull all your money into cash right now. That is an unwise decision, in my opinion, okay? But once you know how much risk you can take, let's say right now you're in a situation where 90% of your 401k, of your IRAs, your stock, 90% of your portfolio is in stock. You're invested like a 25-year-old and you're 68 years old, you're 70 years old, okay? I'm not going to bait. We need to change that. We need to bring it into a moderate type situation, most likely based on where you're at, where you don't have that much exposure to stocks. And I'm not going to tell you, let's time out that change. Let's wait till the market's perfect again, because we don't know what the market's going to do. We don't know if the market's going to go way up next week again, or if it's going to drop. We have no idea. So I'm going to take timing out of the picture now. I'm not going to sit and try to make sure it's the perfect day. Once you know this is the amount of risk that I can handle to get to where I want to go for the future, go ahead and adjust your portfolio to that risk level, whether that's up or down, right? If you're at 90% stocks and you need to get down to more like 50, 60%, go ahead and do it right now, but only that much. Don't sell the whole thing and go to cash. And on the flip side, if you're sitting right now with maybe 35% of your portfolio in stocks, and you go, you know what, I need to increase that. Even though the market's dropping, I need to have a little more exposure so we keep up with inflation. And so if that's where it comes, then go ahead and increase that right now. But get to that preferred place of risk and then stay there, right? Regardless of what happens next week. And I don't know, and no one knows what's going to happen next week, but find that sweet spot. And again, if you don't know how to do that, walk through that process with us. We'll help you find it. And then adjust now and stick with it. And I can't even begin to describe to you the peace that you have when the market begins to drop if you know that you've already taken your portfolio to a place where you're fine, where if it drops, you can handle that loss. And the flip side is true. When it's going way up and you don't feel the pressure as the S&P is breaking records every day, you don't feel the pressure of, should I be more in stock? Should I have more money in the market? You can know, no, I already found this out. I already know I'm where I need to be. I'm not going to become overly greedy and say all my money has to jump back in and put more money into the market, just like I'm not going to pull everything out when it drops, because I know outside of any timing, I now am on a plan that's going to keep moving forward regardless. If you want that kind of peace, please, now is the time to do that. Again, mylifeismore.com. Set up a free consultation and get off the treadmill of trying to make things okay.